When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Manus?
Yes, Jillian.
I thought we should talk about, boundaries again.
Oof, just a forte for me.
Yeah, I know. You're so good at it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard for a lot of people, though. But I wanted to first ask you how it's going with your friend Kathy.
We're talking. Not like we used to. We talk maybe once a week or so.
But that's better.
Yeah, it's...
Is it awkward when you talk?
No, not when we talk. It's just... There's a shift. It's interesting.
But can you discuss what's going on with the shift or no? Or did you just gloss over whatever happened?
No, we talked about it. But she wants boundaries.
Okay.
And so I'm respecting those boundaries. And it's interesting. I'm learning to respect someone's boundaries, which I'm not so used to doing, you know.
Right, but you're not running away from the feeling of rejection.
No, I'm trying to.
That's a big deal.
Resonate and feel it. And
now here's my question to you though. If it got to a point where you felt there wasn't good in that friendship, then what would you do?
That's hard for me to say because there is good
there
in the friendship.
There is, right. Oh, so you're able to manage it.
Yes, by all means. I've been privy to a friendship I had that was very toxic, and the boundary that I keep of not communicating feels good as well.
Okay.
With
a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've had quite a year. But,
I know.
But I have too, though.
That's what 2016 I felt like was very much, and there's still hangover remnants of that. And, you know, I'm thinking about what you said. We talk a lot about setting boundaries with other people, but I don't know that we ever talked about when someone sets boundaries with you. And you know something? I'm realizing, I had a friend who was very close to me. I thought of this person as a family member. And, you know, they just slowly started to kind of, maybe it felt like it was slow, just cut me out. Cut me out of, events, even with my own friends, you know, it'd be like going for beers with my own friends on tour and not saying anything to me or just leaving me out of things, you know, never inviting me, things like that, or business deals that I could have been in on and not telling me, but then letting it slip. And I was like, okay. And I thought, all right, this person is setting boundaries with me without being able to tell me and doing this weird, letting it slip.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I was like, is this to be hurtful or are you, you know, it's secretive and then it's a slip. And it was I remember, you know, it started several years ago and a couple of years ago and it was a 40th birthday and it was, oh, I'm not doing anything. I have to work. And then it was oh, I'm going and partying with all my good friends. Do you know what I mean? It sort of, and it went on and on and on from there. And So I was like, all right. You know, and I looked at myself without there being a conversation. And I was like, okay, maybe it's because I, you know, am negative sometimes. Maybe it's because I represent work in some cases. Maybe it's because, and I tried so hard to take it on myself for the past year to just stop doing those things.
Yeah.
And you know what? It didn't get better. I even did try a conversation where I was like, I feel like you don't like me anymore. And I've tried really hard to kind of just be support. And you know something, Janice, here's one thing that I have realized. And I was talking to my shrink and I'm like, I just don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. I feel like I've done nothing but like try to support this person through thick and thin, like to be there as much as they will allow me to, like to respect whatever. And they just, this person just really just does not want, sends me these weird messages. And there was something that happened that was so hurtful that I had mentioned to you briefly where I was telling a story about something that had happened to me in India and how I couldn't look at this one woman because her face was burned and how ashamed I was of that. And I couldn't look at her, not because I thought she was gross, because I couldn't deal with the feelings that it brought up in me at the time. But when I left, I felt so ashamed of myself because of how I must have made her feel, not looking at her, not acknowledging her. And, you know, later I was given another opportunity in a part of India called Varanasi. But as I'm telling this story, this person jumps in and is like, oh, and I was like, God, Jill, she's a person. And I thought to myself, like, wow, A, you don't know me at all. Because if you don't know, like, why I was having a hard time looking at her, like, you don't know me at all. B, like, what are you trying to say? Like, are you trying to tell everyone in the room that I'm some sort of horrible person? Yeah. And in that moment, like I went home and I said to Heidi, I'm like, this is not a person that should be in my life. Like, I really like this is a person that doesn't like me anymore. So why am I continuing to try?
So interesting.
And Janice, and then everyone loves to say, oh, Jill, you just cut people out overnight. This has been going on, I can honestly tell you, for about 2.5 years now, maybe 3. And, you know, this friendship is, God, 10 years old. And, you know, when that happened, I was stunned. Because, by the way, the person he was telling is a person who needed to like me.
Yes.
You know, yes. For a business reason. And I was like, okay, you just shot yourself in the foot. And I couldn't figure out if he was trying to say, like,
throw you under the bus.
To throw me under the bus. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, are you trying to tell me you hate me? Are you trying to say, like, you're a much better person? But it was like, it was so obvious to me, like, you don't know me at all. You have your own psychology that I can't affect whatsoever. And so much so that you would take a gun and shoot yourself in the foot. Because in this instance, your fate is tied to mine. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And in that moment, like, there are times with people where I thought, like, okay, you know, there are some areas with this individual where we can have some common ground because I know that it's beneficial for that person. I'm like, all right, they'll be invested because it helps them and they're good at what they do,
yeah.
You know? But anything now, I got to a point where I'm like, all right, I don't know what it is. I've tried for a year to guess, you know, and I got to a point where I'm like, I don't need to feel this way anymore. Hurts my feelings.
You know, you said something.
Hurts my feelings.
You said something really powerful at the beginning of this conversation, the fact that we work so hard and we're taught so hard to set boundaries. And you're right. What about when you have to recognize when someone's setting one with you?
Yes, I never thought about that. You brought that up for me.
But
I didn't even realize that's what this was about.
And I didn't until my situation. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
But you know what? What makes me sad about your situation is Kathy was very clear with me. She was very clear. Janice, you're doing this and this, and this is what I need.
Mm.
Whereas your friend is not being clear at all.
No.
So you're guessing, you're going,
I was guessing. And then I wrote a letter last year and I said, look, I feel like you don't like me for some reason. Like you resent me. No, not at all.
See, that's gaslighting.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Gaslighting.
And then this year, worse than ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, no. And it's like, I could have easily said, I'm like, all right, you're not giving me anything. So I'm trying to look at, there were a few things where it was like, well, you're acting like a bitch, you know? And I was like, okay, you know, cause I did try throughout all last year and I was like, all right, I'm acting like a bitch. Cause it's like, well, you're such a bitch about this stuff. And, you know, I do get, you know, I get frustrated when with work stuff and I am very critical because it involves, you know, my life, how I'm represented. But I was like, you know what? Okay. So I didn't put any of that in this person's shoulders. I dealt with it myself. I just hid whatever I was feeling. I did whatever I could do. I was like, okay, you have an issue with confrontation. You can't tell me what it really is. Maybe you don't know. And you know something? After talking to my shrink, I don't even think this person knows what it is. And that's what my shrink said. He's like, my shrink was like, you cannot take on someone else's internal world.
Mm, wow.
And I've become like the bad mommy to this person and they can't get out of that. And no. I don't deserve it. I was like, I don't deserve this. Like I'm a person that's done nothing but like love you, try to lift you up financially, try to lift you up as a human being. Like, you know, I don't deserve this. Like you can question how I've behaved along the way. You can tell me you want me to change. And I feel like I've done all that. I've even asked you what you need from me to change on multiple occasions. And to still get this, I'm like, this is now beyond me. This isn't something that's about me anymore. This is about you. It's about you.
Do you see at a point, like, you know, if in relationships, do you see going for an outside source to try and get that feeling out? Not for you, but for that person.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Going to a, like a couples, almost like a couples therapy.
You know, it depends on the individual you're having issues with, if they're open to it or not. And then it just, you know, it also depends on what you need to fight for.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I have some companies with this person. And I'm like, you know, we're mutually invested in some of those different business ventures. So, okay. You know, like I can be professional. That person can be professional and so be it, you know? I don't think we would need therapy to do that.
Yeah.
Ironically, I think we can make a pretty good business team, on some of those things. Like that's, you know, and it's like, and it is what it is. Like Heidi looked at me and she goes, you know, something else happened again after that event. And I just was like really stunned and kind of hurt. And she goes, I don't even want to hear it from you. And I was like, wow, thanks. And she's like, I don't want to hear it from you. When are you going to get it?
Ooh. Wow.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, because at first I thought that it was going to be, you know, you did this, you did this, you did this. But Janice, I can see the things, right? Where I might have been overbearing or put too much pressure or been too negative or, you know, but I can honestly tell you that I had to guess those things, guessed it. Or then it was, you know, you're a bitch, which I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, that was almost
that's
a year.
Such a great go-to thing. For,
well, you know, whatever. It was like, we got there a year ago. And then I think I was like, all right, so you haven't been able to say it. This is, you're here, fine. And I feel like I did. Now I can look at this and go, you know what? I cleaned up my side of the street.
Exactly. That's, I'm so glad you said that. Isn't it amazing how you struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. And then one day the book opens up and you just go, there it is.
Yeah. I cleaned up and there's nothing I can do about it. And that's what my shrink said. He's like, there's nothing you can do about this. That's what you're having a hard time with. And it's the same thing, like, even there was like a couple other relationships in my life that are very different than this, but I wish that they could be there for me in a certain kind of way. And so I will like do everything for those two people to try to facilitate. I'm like, okay, this is handled, that's handled, this is handled, that's handled. Now I need you to be here for me in this way. And they still can't do it. Mm-hmm. And that my shrink said, he's like, You cannot, like, that is their psychological reality. You can't change them.
It's what you said. That's their internal world.
Yes.
That's their world.
And there's nothing I can do about that. So you clean up your side of the street. You try doing your communicating. I think if there's a relationship you can't break off, like a mother-in-law, a coworker, you know, then you do have to put that person in a box to protect yourself. And that's what Heidi was saying. She's like, I don't want to hear it. I told you to put that person in a box ages ago. Like, stop putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I tried, Janice. I thought, and I even went into this year like trying so hard, because that one friend was going through a bunch of stuff personally, and I was like, I didn't ask because I didn't want to be invasive. When they brought it up, I tried to be supportive. You know what I mean? Like, and then it was like, oh, I'm gonna really try to get into shape this year, and I was like, stay at my beach house, take my car, I'll train you. And then I was like, you know what? No, not doing this.
It's a tough one.
And I thought that I could, you know, and then I was like, why am I doing? And she's like, I told you not to do it.
And you have to mourn it.
Well, and that's the thing. And that's why I felt so, I was still trying. I thought I was done trying.
Yeah.
And I was still trying. And you do have to mourn it.
Yeah.
And that's what my shrink also said that. He's like, it's just, I go, I don't understand. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm now in a relationship with my father. And it wasn't that way. This person wasn't like that. Then it's like, okay, did I change and make them that way? So then I changed again, you know, and then I tried to communicate. Then I tried everything and still nothing. And it's like, there's nothing I can do. And that relationship is just not, I mean, when, yeah, it's
so
sad.
So the only thing
it's sad.
From that I will say is be ready for that change, because
yeah.
it will never be the same again.
No, but what's interesting is that as we've grown so far apart, I've grown a lot closer with some other individuals in my life. And I thought, you know, I'd like to start a company with this person. I'd like to start a company with that person. I'd like to get into this kind of business with that person. And I've made new friends.
See, go to the love. Go to the love,
and
sister.
It's not to
I'm
say we won't
you.
Have our issues, you know, and it's not to say I've thrown the relationship away. I'm just saying, okay, I'm going to put this relationship in its box. And, you know, what I can't get from these two other individuals, I get elsewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's what's hard is that it is like, it is trying to deal with the rejection of somebody giving you boundaries. And not saying, well, screw you, which I don't believe I did. And I did try really hard. And it was just too hurtful for me at this point. So then it's like I put it in its own box instead of like I am walking away because I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, but it would just do more damage. It would do more harm to everybody. There's no reason to do that. And I think you're right. And it's like, and I've made like a bunch of other friends, like, and my brother, I'm much closer with my brother now, and, you know, boyfriends of my girlfriends, and, you know, my, like, just, I don't know, it's just, I've become much closer with Cody, and I don't know, Mama, it just, but yeah, and I think that's where, if someone is really making you feel bad, and hurting your feelings, and you keep trying, and you keep trying, and you keep trying, because that's what I tried to do with my dad, was keep trying. First, yes, look at your side, right? Ask, you know, hey, is there something going on? Try to tolerate the pain of hearing it.
Yeah.
Try to change. And if they still are like that with you, at that point, that's their thing. And there's nothing you can do about that. And you grieve that loss and you set up boundaries of your own. Yeah.
How long do you hang around somebody that's like that to you, hoping that they'll either see something or change?
Give me an example, though, because I would shut...
Your example where you're saying you've tried, you've changed everything, okay, and they're still like that to you.
I would cut out their ability to be like that to you. You can't allow yourself to be in that position. That's the thing. You've got to remove yourself from a scenario that makes you feel that way. And that's what I'm trying to do. And you're not going to come without feeling the pain of being treated that way or the loss of it, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And I think I would, because when you get involved in that pattern, in my opinion, it's trying to win the love of a parent that didn't really like you. And I know you have that. And I know I have that, Jake. And Manus, I know you have that too.
Hey, I'm just standing here.
I'm going to end every segment like this. Because you're a homo, and I know that was hard.
All right.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, so you know how I'll post these challenge moves or challenge circuits?
Yes.
And some people get so mad and they're like, this is way too hard for me. And I'm like, it's a challenge move. Mm-hmm. Like, there are beginner moves. You don't need a video showing you a squat on its own. You know that move. There are beginner workouts. I've created many of them. But this is a challenge move for the people that have asked for it. And they get so angry at me. Which really frustrates me because I would rather the question be, how do I get to do that? Not, how do you post that? I'd smash my face. I'd break my nose. I'd die. Like, instead, ask me how you get there.
Okay.
So, for example, one move that I constantly hear people go, oh my God, no way, is a pistol squat. This is the single leg squat.
Yes.
All right, Manis, let me see your pistol squat.
Oh God, don't make me do it.
First, I want to see if you can do it. Okay, so. She's got her little booty boots on. Go, Manis. Go, Manis. No, come on. No.
No, seriously.
Manis, no.
No, I'm serious. That's it.
No, go down.
Well, I'd have to help myself down.
No, you can't do that.
I can do this.
No, that's not right. Look at your how you're on the ball of your foot. Okay,
yeah,
so the first thing you need to check,
there,
right?
There, I can finish.
Okay, now stand
it.
Up. Push through the heel.
No, can't.
You can't. Okay, watch.
Ow, now I got a cramp. Okay, good. Good now. Yeah, no, I'm not good at that.
Okay, stand up.
But I've seen you do the
Watch. Here's the number one issue. Have you ever noticed how when I do it, I usually have like a plate under my heel? So one of the number one problems for people with a pistol squat is first you got to understand the move, okay? So with any move that you're oh my god, I'm so challenged, it's so challenging, first understand it.
The mechanics.
Right. So with a pistol squat, the first thing that you need to think about is your flexibility, especially in your Achilles and your hips. So here's the way to test if you're going to have issues with your flexibility. Okay. So Janice, stand 5 inches away from the wall. Toes together. A little closer to the wall. Like, wait. Is that 5 inch? No, too far. No, too good. No. Maybe a quarter inch back. Gotta get this right. Yeah. Hands on the wall, Manis. Okay, now, without lifting your heels, see if you can touch your knees to the wall so your feet are together. No, Manis!
What?
Oh. Without lifting your heels. But your heels came off the ground. Can you do it without your heels coming off the ground?
You know what? They're not off the ground.
Are your knees touching the wall?
Yes, barely.
Okay, so you have the flexibility in your Achilles to do it. If you can't, so stand 5 inches away from the wall, put your hands on the wall, bend your knees so your knees touch the wall. If
without
you can't do that without your heels coming off the ground, you don't have the flexibility to do the move. I don't either. I have really tight calves and tight Achilles, so I put a little plate under my heel. Because if you don't have the flexibility, then you're going to have to put too much weight in the ball of your foot and you're going to go over the knee.
Here.
Yeah, there you go, Manis. Here, come here, old girl. So first, check your flexibility, okay? That's the first step.
It's worth more now.
That's my butt.
That's what he's on the show.
All right. All right, Manis. Just the heel, okay? And then extend that foot out. Good. So remember, a pistol squat's a single leg squat to the ground. Okay, sit.
I still can't.
Sit, Manis, sit. You don't trust the range of motion. Okay, so watch. There you go. Lean back and push out of your heel. 1, 2, 3, go.
Just
embarrassing.
I know.
Oh, she's peeing everywhere.
Okay. So
I get what you're saying.
Now, okay, so that's the first thing we work on. Now, what's a way that we modify a push-up? We shorten the range of motion, right? Or we shorten the lever. Sorry, we shorten the lever. We go to our knees, right? Another way of doing something is by shortening the range of motion. So you do a squat halfway to the ground. One of the things you can do with a pistol squat is you do a single leg squat onto a bench.
Okay.
So you're on one foot, other leg extended, sit on the bench, tap the bench behind you, stand back up. Now, slowly, you're going to start gapping the distance. So let's say you take a Reebok step, just the top platform.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on the Reebok step on one foot, extend the other leg, sit back down on the bench, stand up. Once you master that for 10 reps, put a platform under the step. Because you see, you're creating a bigger and bigger distance between your bum and the bench. Do you understand?
I do. But I think there's another, if I could interrupt, but I think there's another level in here.
Yes.
And that's when you grab my hand,
yeah.
I went down. There's that moment of I'm gonna fall.
Right. It's but the falling is the Achilles flexibility. That's why you feel like you're gonna fall, because you don't have the flexibility to sit comfortably in the position. So if I don't have something under my heel, I will fall because my calves won't stretch and my Achilles won't stretch. And I put that little plate under my heel, then I won't fall. And you have to engage your core, keep your chest up, right? And then from there, so you slowly start taking the platform up.
Yes.
And then when you get, let's say, to about 18 inches, right, from your foot where you're standing to the bench seat.
Yes.
All right? You've gapped that much space, and you get to a foot. Now, what you can do is take a pulley and counterbalance it. Start with half your weight. So you hold your arm out, holding a pulley. You sit back and down. And you stand back up. Slowly lighten the weight. And then you get there. That's how you do it.
No, that makes sense. It makes sense mechanically. I still think there's something emotional in here. I still think there's something
funky. But that's
funky.
My point. Everybody shuts it off. It's like, I can't do it. Here, Manus. All right, one leg. Manus, I have a new diet.
What? You said you never do diets.
I know. I have a new diet. It's if I wrote a new book, this would be what it was called. The Permission Diet.
Oh. Okay.
I'm finding that it is... Obviously, as we know, right, it's all about the psychology. Quitting anything, whether it's... Quit drinking, quit drugs, quit spending, quit dating bad people. Like, it's all psychology. Because the steps to quit, stop smoking. Just stop smoking. You know how to quit. Stop smoking. But yet you have a hard time with it. You know how to get thinner. It's amazing that we've managed to create so much chaos, like, so much bullcrap science around diet. You know, how do you get smaller? It's as easy as quitting smoking. Or not easy, simple. Quit smoking. Don't buy a cigarette. Don't put a cigarette in your mouth. Don't light cigarette when in your mouth. Don't inhale cigarette smoke. Ta-da! It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, lose weight. Don't eat so much food. Move body more. That's it. It's that simple, right? But obviously, as we know, it's not easy. And I look at, like, all of these different approaches, and in truth, I feel like we've got the cold turkey approach. I think what I've seen recently, and everyone is different, but a lot of what works, not with drinking or drugs. I think then you gotta go cold turkey. But
well, yeah, because you're talking about it. Then you've got a chemical addiction. You've got a chemical imbalance in your
right?
body.
But I think the permission approach for a lot of things works better. And what I mean by that is, like, with food, there's so much about control and comfort and coping and deprivation. And I find that, like, whenever I get these texts or tweets, you know, or comments or things through my app, and it's like, I'm 400 pounds and I don't know where to begin. I'm like, eat 2,000 calories a day and walk for 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes later in the day. Well, what about this food and gluten? I'm like, just eat 2,000 calories. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
Just, instead of like organic this, organic soap, organic vegetable, organic, I don't believe that people can handle that anymore. I think you just have to start them as simple, basic, and permissive as possible. And what I'm trying to remove is some calories. But if I take some calories and foods that they like, and you know, it's too much. And behaviors that comfort them, it's too much. It's,
you know why?
It sends a lot of people reeling.
Okay, here it is. Because that answer you just gave is way too simple. And that's why people keep coming back with, but what about? But what? Because it's too simple. things that are hard people want a very complicated answer from you.
I can give you a complicated answer. I can tell you what's ideal. But psychologically, I don't think it will stick.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's one thing if you say, I want to lose the last 5 pounds, or I want to get in the best shape of my life, or I'm fighting cancer, or I'm pregnant with a baby. Like, but if you're just like, I need to lose weight, I find a large amount of weight. I find that the most unencumbered, that way when they eat a candy bar or pizza or fries, you can go, okay. You know, it's a lot easier because you know they're going to do that. And then it messes with their head. So I keep calling him my assistant, but he's more just like a dear friend, Cody, who I talk about all the time. Mm-hmm.
The chosen one.
Chosen one.
Chosen one, yes.
The chosen one's a smoker, which I've talked about.
Yes.
And I want the chosen one to quit smoking because I've lost, you know, people I love to lung cancer. And I've watched people die horrible deaths. I just don't. I want the chosen one to quit smoking. And he can't. He's an ex-drug addict. And he's been clean for years and years and years, but he's like, I just can't, Jill.
So the Chantix didn't work.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to get into that in a second. By the way, I need a coffee, millennial.
Like a Lucky Jack or like...
We don't have Lucky Jack. I didn't bring it. Don't get Manus anything, but Jake can have whatever he wants.
He doesn't like coffee.
Oh, he doesn't? Can I get a cold brew with it?
It's so cruel.
Because of her fun.
just so cruel.
But yeah.
A cold brew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jake?
I'll get whatever Manus usually has.
Chivalry is not dead.
Like, you know what? Spiced flat white?
You know what?
Manus is such a poof. Is it like a matcha tea or something gay?
No, I like an Americano.
Like,
iced or hot?
You're an Internationalo now. You can't have that drink anymore.
I didn't mean that I was a woman of international. I just mean that Canada is classified as an international place.
She'll have an Internationalo.
You want an iced or a hot international?
Oh, I got it. It took me that long to figure out your joke. You know what?
Anyway.
You're such a jackass.
It's about permission.
Like,
yes.
Does it want an iced or a hot Internationalo?
Hey, you know what's funny is there's a coffee shop in Canada, in Vancouver, that only sells Canadianos.
Didn't you just say there's a breast? Play that back.
I said, play that back.
She said, did you guys hear that?
I heard that too.
Isn't that funny? There's a breast. You just said there's a breast. There's a breast.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking, maybe my mind is thinking of
different
things.
You heard her say there's a breast.
I didn't hear her say that, but I didn't hear her say whether she wanted iced or hot. God damn it, guys.
I will, if you are getting one, I will have an international ano hot.
Gotcha.
Grande.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, play it back.
Oh, wait, 1 second.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny is there's a breast, there's a coffee shop. Hey, you know what's funny is there's a breast, you know what, Mike?
What's wrong with you?
Who asked you to participate in this?
There's a breast.
You know what's funny is there's a breast, there's a coffee. Okay, enough.
Whoa!
I meant there's a...
Where do you get breasts from? Coffee shop.
Is there a barista you like?
Oh, stop.
Oh.
Oh, I give you permission.
I meant to say...
To go fall in love.
I meant to say restaurant, but it's not a restaurant. It's a coffee shop. So obviously I was saying too many words at one time.
There's no B in any of those.
Uh-uh.
I'm a bad girl.
Oh, I'm done.
Has everyone met Mike, who's in the back studio?
Say hi, Mike.
Yo no tengo tiempo para ti.
I don't have time for you. That's who's Latino? This girl.
Dear.
Do I seem internationalo now?
Yes. You're very international. You know what? What were the permission diet? And I said you were talking about Cody quitting smoking.
Yeah.
And I had, because the last time we talked about Cody was he was going to try
the
Chantix.
They won't give him the Chantix. In fact, I have a call with Dr. Van Hurley at 3 o'clock today because they won't give it to him. I don't know why. And they wanted to put him on Wellbutrin and he's afraid when I gave him a probiotic. Because remember, I said he was an ex-addict and I was like, guys, I'm getting him into this mess. He doesn't want to be on an antidepressant. He just wants to quit smoking.
I went on Wellbutrin, and Wellbutrin can work in the same way.
It can?
Well, yes. Yes.
I thought Chantix makes you sick, though.
No, but Wellbutrin can also be used as a anti-quit smoking aid as well.
He said that when he was in rehab, he was on Wellbutrin and he did not quit smoking.
Well,
because what I like about the Chantix for Cody is that you smoke and smoke and smoke, and it's it becomes physically repulsive. And I know Cody, so like Wellbutrin is not going to make cigarettes taste repulsive.
But there is something in that. I don't know.
Yeah, like releases serotonin. It's an SSRI. It's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Correct. It's an antidepressant, so it'll help him manage the withdrawals. But it's not going to make like I know him. And that's the thing. And I know the psychology, and it's like, I just think, you know.
Okay, what about hypnosis?
I've heard some things, but I heard more about Chantix and cigarettes.
Yep.
And that's where I just, that's my thought. But they're like, oh, it has side effects, so we're going to get on a call. They're like, why is this crazy woman involved in your medical well-being? And he's like, Jill's my roll dog. And I was like, I am his roll dog.
But there can, yeah. I mean, I think in all of them, I think there can be, I think it can bring on, I don't know for sure, but I know that some can bring on anger. Some can bring on.
Chantix?
Yeah, I think
it's probably quitting smoking that's bringing that on, though.
Yeah, but there's something where it can make you angry. So maybe that's what they're thinking.
It's just 2 weeks and then I want them to get off of it. But that's my thing. I want you to try. If you're struggling with quitting something, I say give yourself very limited parameters that will still yield success. So if you have, let's say, 70 plus pounds to lose, eat 2,000 calories a day, work out 3 to 4 times a week if you can for a half an hour. If you can't even manage that, then walk 30 minutes a day. 6 days a week, or 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night, which would be great. And do whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Once you've got that down, then try to remove the chemicals. Once you've got that down, go to the 80-20 rule. It's kind of like Team Major's theory, like the Kaizen theory of like removing one bad thing at a time. But to me, I'm just calling it permission, because it's like, go ahead, smoke till your heart's content, until the cigarettes make him sick. But that's Chantix, so... But I've seen it work really well with Shay. I think it might work. I practice it to a certain extent.
And so, and to add on to that, mm-hmm. that you could also do the Nicole way of dieting, which is oral surgery mm-hmm. and a good week or 2 week long flu.
Lick the raw chicken.
Ugh. Everybody, just lick the raw chicken.
International chicken.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I have to post these Jillian Michaels transformations on my social. Did you see some of these, by the way? Take a look at this.
I haven't.
Look at these. These are some transformation. We had people submit transformations from using some of my products. Yeah.
Wow.
She's a workout junkie. One of the workout junkies, I think, this girl. Petra B., isn't she? I think she's a workout junkie. Yes. Yeah, I'm a Jillian Michaels workout junkie. Yeah, look at that. She's ripped. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? Look at this one. That's Stacy. She lost 60 pounds. Marie, 70 pounds. Can you believe that one? Look at that one. You want to see the most amazing ones? This is the best part, right? Check these two out, mother and daughter. So I posted them, and people said, oh, they airbrushed those abs. So she sent a video in the comments section. Pissed. Do you want to see it? So Nicola sent this video. Hang on.
That's so.
Look, I'll show you.
Oh, even the apple thing. My cousin, she was just like, oh, you totally photoshopped that. I'm like, yeah, I photoshopped me breaking an apple. I would have at least looked more attractive if I photoshopped
it. Was it a video?
Yeah, it was a video. Yeah.
Like, people will say to me, they're like, oh, okay, like, you know, is that really what your skin looks like? I'm like, well, you can see my skin. I have videos all the time. You think I'm airbrushing every frame of a video with an iPhone app? Like, what the hell? Or like another one, I did a before and after of myself for the page, and she was like, oh, okay, Jillian, I want to see what you look like when you get out of bed. And I was like, well, I'm not in the habit of taking douchey selfies in the mirror, but like, you've seen my workout videos.
You have pictures of you without makeup a lot.
I don't, Mama, I don't know. So check this out though. This mom and this daughter were working out with my stuff, and they submitted this picture, right? So here they are. Nicola and her daughter, right? Okay, so look at this. So everyone was like, oh, sure, they photoshopped that, right? So she go, here's the comment section. Here's her video. Listen to this. So she goes, and she was so pissed in the comment section, she made a video so you can see her abs.
Oh, my God.
Can you photoshop videos? It's called hard work.
Look at that. Ripped. Isn't that crazy?
See that? It's called get in there and work your butt off and eat right. Thank you, Jillian Michael.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, what was it, Manus?
Okay, yeah. Email questions.
I'm ready, Manus.
This is Lindsay. She asked a number of questions, but her last one is, although...
name is Manus.
Yeah. What's with the several-minute-long music montage at the end of the podcast? I just imagine you all dancing together for 3 to 5 minutes
post-show. It is weird. Why do you do that? Yeah, I was wondering that. Too. Yeah, but you put a rap song on the end of that, like My Baby or like My Girl, and it was much better.
Well, that's because I asked Dave for new music.
He's had that the whole time. What's with the 90s guitar riff you've got in there? That's odd.
He said, what is Jillian like? And I said, well, she's very eclectic in her taste. But I said,
it's
sometimes...
like Poison you've got up there.
Well, because I said you like Guns N' Roses. So now we have a lot of
Guns
guitar
and Roses?
Lick. You went to Guns N' Roses.
Everybody went to Guns N' Roses.
Well, I'm just saying, I put that at the end of the podcast because I'm thinking if you are working out or you're walking or you're whatever, you listen to the podcast. And so I just keep the music going as a little thing. If nobody likes it, then I'll cut the music off.
I think
right
also
away.
It like takes up time if they download it, you know?
Oh.
I don't know.
All right, then.
It is
now
odd.
On, I will play.
I thought it was odd. I don't know.
We've
why
been
you
doing
do
it for years, and now all of a sudden, people are telling me that they don't like it.
Well, I just kind of wish we were having that dance party now. It's like, why didn't we think of that?
Because none of us are any fun, Nicole.
No, we're kind of lame.
Okay, well, there's from now on the podcast. When we say goodbye, it'll be just a little titty 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 bit.
What's a titty titty titty
bit?
What is up
with you and titties and breasts today?
Yeah, why do you keep saying that?
Jillian, I've recently had to go on antidepressants. I feel so much better and balanced and plan to be only on the medication for 6 to 12 months. In the meantime, one of the side effects of the medication is a loss of appetite. It's not extreme, but it's also hard to eat when I'm not hungry.
Oh, so wait, what's the question? She's dangerously skinny or like...
No, she's lost her appetite, so she's making herself...
She'll neutralize.
Okay.
Yeah, she will. Just no one's ever died of starvation from antidepressants. She'll be okay.
Okay.
It's just in the beginning, yeah, you do sort of lose your appetite. I think that's, and then she'll eat.
It'll level out. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But she should also, you know, that's the thing. If you're going to go on antidepressants, obviously it needs to be done with a psychiatrist who can watch you and make sure everything's going okay.
Yes, yeah, she is with her doctor.
Yeah, there you go. She'll be... No, this is nothing that she should...
Panic about.
Yeah, no. But if she's not eating and she's lost 25 pounds and she looks terrible, and then she should say to her doctor, I need to try something else.
All right. Here is Michelle. She's talking about the customized programs on the app.
Oh, okay.
Your app. She says, I find the cardio day so friggin' hard. to the point where I don't want to put my all into it. Can I swap it out for a run? I just...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's what I would ask. Swap the moves or do less. So here's the thing. If you're finding them hard, I mean, yes, you can swap it out for a run, but... I would rather you... Remember, these are 30-second intervals. So I don't need you to do 30 jumping jacks in 30 seconds. Do 10. You know? But the reason I want you to do it is because I'm trying to build your endurance. And I know it's hard, but then either swap out an exercise. Like if you don't like mountain climbers, swap it for something else. I'll swap it for you. Just tell me in the app. You can say too hard. modify, swap. You can tell me and I'll swap it.
Okay.
Or make the whole level easier. So you could show up and say, she is doing a program, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
The programs are set, but you can modify each and every exercise. But if you're having trouble even with the program, you can just show up and say, I want a cardio workout, and I want an easy cardio workout. So instead of doing the cardio workout in the program you chose,
right.
Do an a la carte workout. So it says, okay, what do you want to do today? And you can say, okay, I want to do cardio. I have 20 minutes, I have 30 minutes, and I need it, I want it easy. And I can make you a brand new cardio workout that's easier.
Okay, because that's what she says. I know anything is better than nothing, but should I be trying to push myself to the cardio, or is the real change happening during the weight training days?
It's both.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But I mean, look, the weight training days, they're not weight training, it's circuit training. It's
okay.
Not weight training. Like, I think of weight training as like lift, rest. It's resistance training combined with HIIT intervals done in a circuit fashion. With that said, there are days where we don't do resistance training so that the muscles can recover. But I want the burn. Because it's like, if I make you a promise that we're going to take off a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time, you know, unfortunately, it's not a fat diet. You know, if I'm making you a promise, there's a way to do it, but we gotta then do the work. And that means in some of these programs, you know, you're working out 5 or 6 days a week. You can skip the cardio day entirely, but remember, you know, you're going to get the results that if you're like, yeah, I want to lose 10 pounds in the last 10 pounds in 2 months, you got to do those days. If you're like, I'm fine doing it a little bit slower, you don't have to do those days. You can do lighter cardio, but I prefer you do it, you know, within the app and work your way up to it, and then maybe another day do the run.
Well, are you going to be able to say people's names on the app? When you become like a,
you know, the hard part,
Android.
The hard part about that is I would have to say every frickin' name you can imagine.
I just would like you if you would say hi Janice or hi Manoose.
Well, the problem is that I would have to like literally go, hey Nicole, hey Janice.
Oh my god!
Right, for every name you can think of.
So now you just say biatch.
You're doing great. Good job. So, like, you give instruction, and I'll say, like, I'll literally say a million different things, but a lot of times I'll say them in a different tone. Mm. So I'll be like, good job. And I'll be like, yes, fantastic today. You crushed this workout. So that you don't always hear, you know, so it's like as dynamic as it can possibly be.
What if I gave you, what if I cooked you a pie? Would you say Janice?
No, I don't need. I don't need.
You need more work?
I need pie. My new app is finally available for Android, iOS, the Apple Watch. It's Jillian Michaels. That simple. And I literally will be your personal trainer. You can pick any one of the three meal plans, vegan, omnivore, paleo/gluten-free. You can create any workout you want. I designed it for you based on your needs, or you can pick from any program I've already created. There are over 550 exercises. I work with you throughout. I motivate throughout. I talk to you on form throughout the entire workout. The workouts are literally endless. You will never get bored. It's a buck a week. I hope you like it. JillianMichaels.com.